Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf hey. We're going to pick it up with Tan Rabbanan. Dinei mamos b'shlosha. So we learned in a brace that the dinei mamos has three. Ve'im hayem mumche l'rabim don afidu yechidi. But if you have a status of a mumche l'rabim, you're an expert that's accepted, so then you could judge even by yourself. Rashi learns the top Rashi on Hayim and Aleph. Don afil yechidi tichziv, as the pasuk says, but tzedek tishpoit, right, which is a lashon yachid, as we said over earlier. But kasavr, he also holds that ein kan eruv parshios, that really we're not making a link between mod v'miktas and the shomrim, and we don't need to have three dayanim to paskin. We only need one because ein kan, there isn't here an eruv parshios. So according to Rashi again, that's a din d'oraisa. Tosfos has a question on this. Quotes in the top Tosfos. So they don't like this. Without the 10-15 lines down, Tosfos learns lekach nirali dafilu leman the boy gimel mumchim midoraisa. Yes, even going the man no holds, you have to have three smuchim. So Tosfos is clear, this is the din de Rabbanan. Rashi learns, we're talking here de Raisa. Tosfos learns, again, din de Rabbanan. Second line, Omer of Nachman can go in Ona. So, with someone like me. Can go in Ona, I apologize. Omer Nachman kigon on a don dini memos bechidi, vechin omer bechia kigon on a don dini memos bechidi. Someone like me, Nachman says, I could do this by myself, and Rechia says, someone like me, I could do it by myself. So, Tosfos, that's what I was looking for. Tosfos at the bottom says, what do you mean? Veho aditnam b'maseches avos brisa kash from Pirkei Avos Perek Dal Mishneches al tihi don yechidi she'ein don yechidi eli echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, meaning Hashem is the one who can judge by himself. How could a person do this? So the first it's eitzit toiva kamash balan shloyate. It's like it's good advice here. Had the Amrik going on a hainu kolaim yochol idon. I could do it. Velo shehayi don, but I'm not really going to actually do it. Right? It's the first answer. Tosfos is giving. We're giving good advice that you shouldn't do by yourself. Inami, a second teretz as to how this could be that you could have somebody judging by themselves. Rogel hay bedinim ve'ein lachush shem yatev. You know, these were experts and they weren't concerned that that they were going to make any mistakes. They were professionals. They were professionals in this. In the Masivta, Pirkei Avos, he brings the. On this Mishnah, he brings in the Bar Tznur, Rashi Kosev, Shehiz Hiru, Esadayin Shlol, Yizdak Le'atzmo, Levo, L'deikach, that the Dayin himself shouldn't be in this position. V'arambam Kosev, Shehazharas HaMishnah, He Altsad HaMusar, V'lo Altsad HaIsser. Meaning, this is good advice, right? It's similar to Tosfos, that again, Musar, you shouldn't do this, but there's no actual Isser. It brings the Smag, with Tosfos, that we just read, Kosev, Sheze Eitzetova, Meiri Kosev Shehez Hiru Es Hadayin Shelo Yehu Rogil Bekach. So according to Meiri, it sounds like just don't do this a lot. I mean, if something comes up and you have to, but this shouldn't, you know, be your standard operating procedure, the way that the Meiri brings it. Okay. Iba Elohu Kigon Ona De Gemirna Vesevirna Venaktina Rishusa Avalo Naki Rishusa Dine Lo Dino Odilma. So he asks a question. What about me? Someone, I'm Gomer Vesovir, right? I know how to learn. I know how to say my own svaras. I know how to apply this over. And I have Rishus. I have permission. We'll see from who in a second. But if I didn't get Rishus, then my din wouldn't be good. Oh, Dilma. That's interesting. I learned that Dilma comes from the word dilemma. I mean, there's another way of looking at it. I have a dilemma here. It's a different way. Maybe Pshat's like this. Avagav de lo nokit, Rishus. I don't have Rishus. Then I could still, my din would be din because I'm coming with Sover. Tzatashma. Zutra bereid Rav Nachman don dini v'tor. He judged by himself, but he made a mistake. Also, the Kamil Rav Yosef Amalo, he said to him, Im kabluch alayhu, if they were makabel you as the dayan, slow tashalim, you don't have to pay back for your mistaken judgment. Ve'ilo, but if they didn't they were not makabel you as the dayin. So then zil shalom, you have to go pay them shma mino. You see from this kilo naki reshuse dine dina shma mino, that even when you didn't have permission to be the only dayin, nevertheless it's good. And the Gemara says, yeah, shma mino, you learn it out from here. Omer Rav, hi manda boy lemeidan dino. So if a person wants to judge the case, but he wants to get out of it, he wants to be potter from paying if he makes a mistake, so in this case, what should he do? What should his insurance be? Lishkol reshusa mibei resh galusa. He should get reshus from the resh galusa. He was the powerful person in Chutz Laretz. V'chein amar Shmuel lishkol reshuse mibei resh galusa. So Shmuel also says this, that you get the permission. So therefore, once you get the permission, now there's a real tokef, there's a strength to your it's your psak, and if you make a mistake, now it's not you don't have to pay for that. Someone says pshita mehocha lahocha umehosam lahosam mahani. So certainly, if from hocha from here and here, meaning chutz laretz or mehosam lahosam, but in Eretz Yisrael, they give permission to judge in Eretz Yisrael, that would work mahani. However, mehocha lahosam from there to here, sorry, here to there, yeah, nami me mahani the hocha shevet vahosam mechaykek. So over there, I'm sorry, halacha, I keep doing that. Halacha is shevet. Is it here? It's by shevet, that's the power of it. Over there, that would work as well. Kiditanya, as Pasuk says, well, Yasser, Shevet Miyahuda, El Roshe Golia Shevet Bavel. That's referring to the leaders in Bavel. Shirodines, Yisrael, Beshevet, Machoike, Mibin Raglov, Eli Bene Vonav, Shel Hillel, Shemelandin Torah, Berabim. So that's talking about the Nasi, that he's allowed to teach, but not necessarily to enforce the dinim. However, mehosam lahacha, from there, from the Nasi you have, and you want to paskin here in Chutz Laretz and Bavel, you didn't get reshus from the Reish Klusa, my, what would the din be? So tashma, the Rabbi Bar Chana, don dine v'tol. So Rabbi Chana made this, but he made a mistake. Also, the Kaim made Rabbi Chia, and he came to Rabbi Chia, Amalei, he says, I kabluch Alaihu lo lo tashalim. If they were makabel upon you, right, to be the judge, okay, you don't. V'ilav, but if they didn't, zil shalom, you have to go pay. He had reshus. So you see from here clearly, says the Gemara, raya shma mino, the hosam lahocha lo mahani shma mino, that you don't get reshus from Eretz Yisrael to the Paskin and Chutz Laretz would not work. There's a Tosis here as well, in Dir HaMaskel Hocha, Sheva Hosam Machokek. So, Omer Bein Etam, Achmifush Bemilsa de Isser Veheter. We're talking about the Isser Veheter, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Chakime Tefei. They were better in that, in terms of Isser Veheter. Why? Because the Gemara says in the end of Baba Basra, right, Davir to Eretz Yisrael Machakim, it makes you're smarter. You're smarter when you're in when from there for this. So that's why they were, in that respect, they were good. So they were asked for 1 second. For lo mahani, I mean it doesn't work. 1 second. V'ha rabba bar Rav Huna ki have minse b'hadi debay reish galusa. He was once getting a big machloikis with the people in the reish galusa. Omri said to them, lav minaychu nakik ne reshusay. I don't have my reshus from you. Meaning you don't sign my paycheck. Nak Nikidna Rashuse me Abamari, I have from my father, Abamari me Rav, and he has from Rav. Rav me Rabbi Chia, and he is Rav had from Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia me Rabbi, he had from Yudah Nasi, back in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So therefore, I'm not Meshubit to you, but Milsa da Almahu da Oikim Lahu. Moses says, no, he was just giving them Milsa da Alma, just giving them words, meaning he was making argument, but just to be, he was speaking forcefully, but there really wasn't any validity to what he was saying. He was just trying to stand up. And Nora continues and says, "Vechi me'acher de lo mahani." Okay, so if you get reshus in Eretz Yisrael and it doesn't work in Bavel, so Rabba Bar Chana reshus denoki lamali. So then, what did he even need reshus for? In other words, what we're saying now is there was just words and didn't really count for anything. So he says, "One second, la'yarois ha'ondim al gavulin." For there were certain like border cities which were not, 100% in Bavel per se. So for those like border cities, like an overlap almost, so there the reshus from the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would work. So the Gemara asks now, my reshusa, what is the reshus? What does that mean when you say that you have reshus So kiha v'nachis rabba bar chana lebovil omale rabbi chiyel rabbi ben achi yori lebovil. So my brother's son is going down to Bovil. So he asked him, Yora, can he instruct? Yora, yes he can. Yodin, can he din? Yodin, yeah. Yater Bechoros, could he even be Matar Bechor? Yater, he could. So that's like the highest level. There's Yora, Yora, Yodin, Yodin. Be Matar Bechoros is the highest level. These are like din between Orachayim dinim, Yoradea dinim, but Matar Bechoros is the highest. So what's the background behind that? So if a bechor has to belongs in the bimakriv as a korban, it has, it's like there's two things that the kedusha just inherently sets in. One is tonight erev Shabbos, the kedusha will inherently set in where the person, you know, makes kiddush or not, it is Shabbos kodesh. So too by bechor, the Rishonim point out, but so too the kedusha just kicks in. Now we can't bring korbanos nowadays, but if the bechor kicks in automatically. So there's a big discussion, different cases in the Rambam. The Frankel holds that it really applies in Eretz Israel and in Chutz La'aretz. But let's just say pashas, one of the ways of getting out of this is by having a shutfus. If a Jewish farmer and a non-Jewish farmer are partners in the animal, then that is mafkia, takes off the kedusha from the bechor, and you don't have to be makrivit. But if an animal was a bechor and had there's a mum koveh and a mum oiver, so there's a permanent mum and a temporary mum. So to have a bekias and expertise in this level, this is the highest level. This is the best, the highest smicha you can possibly get. I remember Rabbi Sapolsky once said, if they would open up a kollel to be matir bechoros, I would join. This is the highest level of it. And then so he says, yes, he could be. That was the last line. He says, yatir bechoros, yeah, yatir, he could. He has this level. Continues the Gemara now. Ki have nochis rav lebovel amalei revichil rebbe ben achoisi yored lebovel. So now he's saying my sister's son's going down to Bovel. Yore, can he do Yore? Yeah, Yore. Yodin, can he pass him shaylos? Yodin, yeah. Yatir bechoros al yatir. No, he can't. He doesn't have that at the highest level. So my shmal mar deka kari ben ochi. Why was Rabbi Barchana? So Revichil calls him my brother's son. And then he also calls him my sister's son. So that's just how it was. That's how they related. One second, Aivu v'chanu v'sheilo umarso. All these people, Rebbe Chia, kulhu b'nei ababar acha karsula mikafri havu. They were all children. So he speaks out. Rab barachua de havi barachte. Rabbi barchana barachua de la barachte. So they were like half brothers and half sisters. And if a person's half brother, his brother from a father would get married to his half sister, his sister from his mother, so then that half brother and half sister could get married because they're not related. So he explains that that's what it was, that he was both. He was both his, it was Rabbi Chia's half brother married Rabbi Chia's half sister. Okay, so that's how it could come out. V'ibay Zema, a different answer why he called him that, based on the pasuk Hashem Hachmaso, because he was such a big Talmud Chacham. Dechsiv Emr LaChachma Achosiyat. You should say to Chachma that you're my. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So he says that's why it was a special, an endearing title that he wanted to give him. Continues the Gemara Yatir Bechoros Al Yatir My Time. Why couldn't he be Matir Bechoros? Se'ili Mishum D'locha. If you're going to tell me because he just didn't. Wasn't smart enough. Haka aminu lachachma tuva. He was very, very smart. He was a big talmud chacham. El meshum de lo bekiye b'mume. He wasn't a baki in them. That he, you think maybe that's why he didn't have he didn't have shemush in this particular area. It wasn't a question of, you could be a huge talmud chacham. You don't have a shemush in paskening a maros, so then you can't do it. V'ha'omer Rav Shmona Osir Chadashim Gedalti Eitzel Roe Behema. One second, I spent 18 months by these shepherds. Leide Eizemum Kavul Eizemum Over to know what's a temporary mum and what's a real permanent mum. So I is bekiznis. Ella Lechaluk Lo Kavoy L'Rabbe Barchana. No, they wanted to. They wanted to give kavod to Rabbi Barchana to make sure there was a particular area that this was his specialty, that people would come to him to paskin the shaylas. So that's the first answer, is to, even though, yeah, technically he did, he spent, you can imagine, this 18 months with the shepherds. Okay, but that's on the job training. V'i by Seima, or I'll give you a different pshat. Mishum ha'gufe. In other words, the Rav Bekiya b'mumei tfei v'shari mumei d'lav yodi enashe. And he was such a super genius in this area, people wouldn't know the halacha correctly, and he would give a psak, that would be what's like the Ramah says, tamul rabim, that people just wouldn't understand exactly where it's coming from. How did you get that? How could that not be a problem? For Amrei, ki hagav nishoy rav, and they wouldn't understand it, and they would extrapolate to other cases. And they would think, oh, look, okay, so Rav did this, oh, must be this, my case is fine also. For also lemishri mum oiver. So then they would take a temporary mum and come to think that the kedusha of the bechor no longer applied when it really would in that case. So that's the reason why he didn't do it, because you know he was a super genius. Like the Gaon Eruv says in Rabbi Meir, that really the halacha should have followed him, but people couldn't understand his reasoning. Maybe that's similar to what we have that concept over here. So you know now would be as good time as any to discuss the world famous Rambam about smicha. What does that mean? So. Let's just start with the Rambam, which started a huge, huge controversy. The Rambam is found in Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, "Hare Shilohai be'Eretz Yisrael el Samach Echad Moishiv Shnayim Bitzido v'Samach Shivim ke'Echad Ozer Achazer va'Achakach Yasehu v'Shivim Beizdin." So if you have one person who has the smicha, this unbroken tradition, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, so then they could appoint others. Nirin li, which is a sign the Rambam wants to say something that doesn't necessarily have a makor in shas, some say there might be a source for some shas. Nirin li, hadavaram she'im hiskimu kol hacham she'be'eretz Yisrael limnos dayanim lismuch oiso oson hare elu smuchin. So if you could get all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael to agree on a person, then they could jumpstart the smicha. V'yesh lehen ledun dini knosos, and he would have the special smicha. We talked about a mumcha who could judge a knas, penalty payment. V'yesh lehen lismoch acherim, and they could give smicha to other people as well. In Cain, so if this is true, then that you could just really jumpstart the smicha, like the Rambam suggesting, why were they so bothered by the fact that as we'll learn later on about the great efforts that were meant to preserve the unbroken chain of smicha from Moshe to Yeshua? Says the Rambam, Lafish Yisrael Fuzorin were scattered out. It'd be very difficult to get everybody to agree. The im hayisham somach mipi somach. If you had someone with a smicha, then you wouldn't need to get everybody's opinion. Again, nowadays, with the conference calls and Google Hangouts, whatever, but back then, very difficult to get communication with everybody. And the last three words is Rambam, that this requires further clarification, further thoughts. You have to work on this. But based upon this Rambam, and 1538 in Tzfas, in northern Israel, so Rabbi Yaakov Beirav started the smicha. They gave smicha to him, and they jump-started it again, and this caused a major, major machlokis. We can talk more about this later, but there's the Marobach in Yerushalayim, and he said, look, first of all, the Rambam doesn't even say this works. The Im Timsa Lover, that you can say it does work, you had to get all of the Chachamim together, and you didn't. You didn't invite us to your smicha convention, your chag ha-smicha. So therefore, they rejected this, and it was such a terrible machlokas, it basically died out. Just an interesting historical note. One of the people who did, in fact, receive smicha was none other than Maran HaMechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo was one of the people who got smicha. But okay, maybe we'll have a chance to discuss more about this later on in the Masechta. Back inside, says the Gemara, Yore Yore, Igo Amir Rishuso Lamali. So if he has Rishus, then I say Rishus Lamali Mishkle, right? Mishum Maisidahai. So what do you need Rishus for? In other words, if he knows how, what does he need it? But no, there was a Maisa where something happened which caused the requirement to have Smicha. So you know, as we just finished saying that we won't have the real smicha. Nowadays, the unbroken smicha, that smicha is broken, but we do have, when we say someone has smicha, so that means you have permission to teach. Your rebbeim have seen that you can teach, and as we'll see from the following story, the one's got to quote, that you know how to effectively communicate Torah thoughts, that people aren't going to misunderstand you, that you pronounce the words correctly, etc. And that's really nowadays when we talk about a smicha, how that works. So the Gemara says, "Titanya, pamachas halach, rebbe lemakom echod." Vidnasi went to a place, V'ra'a b'nei Adam, he saw people there, Shemegablin iso sehim bituma. They were kneading their dough with using tamidika water. Amalehem b'nei ma'atem magablin iso sehim bituma. So he asked him, why are you kneading your dough with bituma? So Amalehem, he said, tamidecha bolakan. Tamid here means a rav, Talmud Chacham came here. For Horolon, he taught us, may bitzoim e machshirin, that the may bitzoim, that the water that comes from swamps is not machshir something. For who may beitzim dorish lehu? No, he was saying may beitzim, the water that comes from a beitza, from an egg. For in husover may bitzoim ka'omra. They misunderstood what he says, and they thought he said the water comes from a swamp. So we know that there is a concept of the Mishnah in Machshirin, that there's certain liquids, there's seven liquids that transfer tumah from an object. The Rosh Tavis, we remember them, is Yad Shachat Dam, right? So what they stand for, Yad, Yayin, the Dalad is Dam, the Shemen, the Ches is Chalav, Tal, the Dvash, and Mayim. So those are the seven liquids. There's a lot of interesting Ramazim in these seven. Some point out that there's seven holidays that they correspond to, that the yain is for Shteitzach, it's Purim, right? Dam is like Yom Kippur, Shemin, oil is Chanukah, Chalav is Shavuos, Tal is Pesach, right? Dvash would be obviously honey, Mayim, right? Nisuch Mayim would be Sukkos, maybe it's the seven Ushpizin, right? Shemin is Aaron. Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but to stay on the daf for right now. So that's what it was, that there was this Talmud Chacham came and they misunderstood him. May beitzim, may betzuim. What was he talking about? So v'to nami b'ho, another case where they made a mistake. May karamion u'me piga psulin. These types of rivers are possible. Mipnei shehein may betzuim, because they're swamps. Ve'in hu saver mi deligabe chatos psile achshure nami lo machshire v'lohi. So they made a mistake again with this type of water for the mei chatas. You know that by the paraduma you have to have mayim chayim el keli. So mayim chayim is water that comes from a mayin, and because there was a miscommunication over here, they made a mistake. There's a Ramban, we've been discussing, it's over there by discussing about the mikveh, etc., in Shmini. So Ramban writes, why is it that you have to have these? So Ramban says, in Perek Yud Aleph, he says, L'medcha ha-kosuv shelo huchsher v'niskan l'kros ochel l'kabel tuma ad shiyava olav mayim loshen rashi. So the first thing is that when we're talking about these seven liquids, that doesn't really, it's not called an ochel yet until it comes to that. And he explains a little bit later on, V'tana hechsher. So what's the reason for this? Bavur, ki lichlich hasheret v'hatumeim yidbak b'machalim bilachim. So the tuma is on there. Lochim b'yovish, but not on dry foods. V'asiso ha-torah harchok l'tamei ha-mechsharim b'mayim v'nigvu shlo glitin devarim shirim. So in other words, the Ramban's explaining, when I heard Rabbi Rosner say it out once, was that it's the water, so to speak, becomes, it opens up its spiritual pores. The food opens up its spiritual pores by becoming in touch with one of these Zion Mashkin. And it becomes, it raises it up, makes it susceptible to tumah now, that it becomes like on a higher level, so to speak. Okay, so now, what do you have? This is just the whole discussion as to why they had to have reshus from the Rebbe to teach, because when you have somebody who's going around teaching halacha, it's a big Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't able to effectively communicate it. So for the Gemara says now, Tona ba'osa shah gozu, they made a gezer at that time, Talmud al yore ela imke noit reshus mirabo. So therefore, you're not allowed to teach halacha unless you receive permission, which is nowadays what smicha is. Nowadays smicha is, we test it. We test in these masechtas. We test it in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Aveilus, Hilchos Nida. We test it, and we found that the person is qualified to go out and instruct others. That's nowadays what smicha counts for. Okay. Tanchum bereid Rabbi Ami ikli lechosar. He went to this town of Chosar. Dorish lehu. Mutil l'tois chitin bepesach. You're allowed to wash wheat and like a small amount of water to make it easier to peel when it comes on for Pesach. Amru lo, as I said to him, one second, la rabmani min tzor, ikahacha, right, isn't rabmani from tzor here? D'tanya, and we learn Talmud Ayonat Halacha B'Makom Rabo El Imkein Haya Rochak Gimenu Shlosh Parsos. The Talmud can't say over Halacha in front of his Rebbe unless he's three Parsos away from him. Keged Machane Yisroel, because that was the distance of the Machane. So Amr Lohu, he said, I didn't know that my Rebbe was here. But if my Rebbe was here, then I would not be more Halacha. I would not have taught you in front of him. Different discussions to why exactly that is. Pashup Pshat is that it's an inyan of giving kavod to one's Rebbe. Rebbe Chia Chazi Lahu Gavr Dehave Koa Bebei Kavaros. So Rebbe Chia saw a person who is in a cemetery. Amar Lei Lav Ben Ish Ploni Kohenata. So he asks him, Derech She'ela, aren't you a Kohen? Meaning he knew he was a Kohen, but this is like a coveting way to give mussar to somebody, like we know in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, that if a child sees a parent doing something that the Torah prohibits, he says, ah, mom, dad, that's awesome. No, mom, doesn't it say in the Torah the following? Dad, doesn't it say in the Torah the following? So here he says, Lava and Ish, Ploni Kohenata, aren't you a Kohen? Amalei, In, yeah, I am. Avuda Hu Gavar, he speaks about him like a third person, the father of that man, meaning my father. Gava inaim hava. He was very. He followed his eyes. Nosen ena begrusha vechilu. But he married a grusha, which a kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. And so for I'm a cholol. Cholol means could mean void, or could mean slain. Right? Two pshat. Like when David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Velibi cholol bekirbi." My heart is either void or it's slain. He created a void. Meaning the kedusha is void. So I'm a cholol. So therefore, there is no prohibition of me being in the Beis Kavaros. Pshita, like one says, when you have halacha, when you have permission to teach, it's poshut. It's obvious. Lepalga. You could have it for like in a particular area. You could have a smicha in Hilchos Eruvin or something like that. Right? Hadak Amr de Mahani, that's fine. Al Tanai Mai, but what about a conditional smicha? You know, as someone was once asking Rabbi Golden about a particular person, do we want to say who? He says, why don't they take away his smicha? So he answered, we don't defrock people. We don't defrock people, is Rabbi Golden's answer. Could you give smicha over here on Al Tanai Mai? So Tashma says, the Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rev Shem, and he says, yeah, Hare Ata Birushusenu, you're in our permission, you're under our Rishus, Ad Shetavo Etzlein, until you come back to here. So you have permission to go out and teach and to Paskin Shilas until you come back to us. So you see from here a Raya that it's possible to give the Smicha this permission for a very limited and specific period of time. Okay, wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos.